Our first reading comes from the 42nd chapter of Isaiah. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Word of God, word of life. Our second reading comes from Acts chapter 10. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and his household. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Word of God, word of life. Please rise for the reading of the gospel.
So before I read our scripture, I just want to let you know where we are in the story, in the gospel. So last week we heard the horrible story about Herod killing the children under the age of two because he was so desperate and fearful about the birth of Jesus. So we know in chapter two, Jesus was around two. And then now we jump ahead around 30 years and we have Jesus going to John the Baptist by the Jordan River to be baptized. So chapter two, toddler Jesus. Chapter 3, 30-something Jesus. And there's this big gap in the middle that we don't know much about, but we do know that his ministry begins then after his baptism, after today's story. So that's where we are in Matthew. Our gospel comes from the gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented Jesus, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. So like I said, this story about the baptism of Jesus occurs just right before Jesus actually dives in and begins his ministry. So Jesus goes to John the Baptist by the River Jordan and asks to be baptized. And in this moment, we're told that the heavens open and the Holy Spirit descends in the form of a dove, and a voice from heaven says, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." So this was a revelation to Jesus of who he is. I don't know if you noticed that part, but in Matthew, we're told that Jesus saw the dove, saw the heavens opened, and heard the voice. Jesus was being told who he is. His identity is being given to him. And it was given to him before he began his ministry. So in other words, Jesus hasn't done anything yet. He simply showed up and is named as Son of God and is told that God is pleased with him. So then Jesus is baptized and he goes out into the wilderness for 40 days and then begins preaching and teaching and calling disciples. So his baptism is really this momentous event when Jesus is publicly acknowledged as the Son of God, where Jesus is shown his true identity. And it's in this moment that he's launched into the world, into his public ministry. So this story is such a beautiful example and reminder for us of what baptism is, what the kids explained so beautifully. Jesus is named as Beloved. Jesus is claimed as a child of God. And from there, Jesus is sent forth, empowered by the Holy Spirit to do his ministry. This is what it is to be a baptized child of God. This is what happens to each of us in the waters of baptism. There may not be doves, we may not get to hear that voice from heaven, but we hear the voice of the community, we hear the voice of our ancestry, and we hear a voice publicly name us as a child of God. We are named and claimed as beloved. We are chosen and marked and sealed by the Holy Spirit. We are empowered then to go out and live out that identity that has been given to us. We are named as child. We are called beloved, and God's pleasure in us is expressed. And all of this before we have done anything to deserve it. One of the kids said it, anybody at any age can be baptized. And this is why we baptize babies in our tradition, because this gift is so freely given that it's given even to a newborn who isn't capable of doing anything for themselves. And like they said, anyone of any age can be baptized. But when we witness the baptism of an infant, it's such a bold reminder of the fact that we do nothing to earn this gift. And this is such good news that we all need to hear. Because we spend our lives trying to figure out who we are and to try and find meaning and purpose in our lives. And we live in a world that is constantly asking us to prove ourselves, to prove our worth and our value by how nice our house or our car or our clothes by how successful we are at work or how happy our families are, how good we look on paper or on social media, whether it's marital status, successful children, job titles, promotions, there are so many ways that we are measured or that we measure ourselves. But the good news is that we don't have to prove anything to God. The good news is that God has already given us our value, given us our worth. God has already given us our identity as beloved children of God. And while all of those other ways that we have of trying to prove ourselves and try to prove our worth, all of those other ways are fragile. They can fall apart. When they do, when we lose a job or a relationship or an ability, when we face major loss or change in our lives, it can lead us to ask, who am I? Who am I if I'm not fill in the blanks? But God's answer is always, you are my beloved child. You are my beloved child, with whom I am well pleased. That identity has been given to you, and it cannot be taken away. Like Jesus, then, grounded in this identity as beloved children, we are also empowered by the Holy Spirit to go out to teach and heal and feed and proclaim God's love. Grounded in our identity as loved and cherished children of God, our lives are embedded with meaning and with purpose, as we are each one of us empowered by the Holy Spirit to go out and share this free gift of undying and unconditional love. So as you go out into the world this week, I invite you, like I invited the children, to find some water and remind yourself of who you are. To make that cross and remind yourself that you are a blessed and loved child of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.